All stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening. This is your host, Douglas Thornton, and you are listening to American Vindicta. Today we're going to be talking about a few things. Nothing really exciting in the news, thankfully, so that's always a good thing. We have only really one exciting topic to discuss today, but I have been watching the news and waiting for a copycat killer to come out, trying to repeat what happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I finally figured out how to say that right. And thankfully, nothing's happened, so praise be to God, and I pray that it continues to be that way, and I also ask that you still have your continued prayer and thoughts and donations of support for the families that were affected from the killing in Waukesha. This country is truly turning into a tragic state where we are coming after each other physically over, you know, just different skin appearances. So, what are we talking about tonight? We're going to touch up a little bit on what we were previously speaking about prior to Thanksgiving. By the way, I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. I know that prices have gone up a little bit, but I hope you were still able to have a normal style Thanksgiving. I hope you and your family were able to get together and, you know, travel and see each other and see new places and explore a little bit and have some fun. You know, hopefully praise God a little bit while you're eating turkey and eating pie. And I hope that during Thanksgiving, as your family was together, that you were able to talk about something other than politics. You were able to identify with each other than just by race, that you were able to come together as Americans and remember how many people who are not here this year that COVID took from us or that tragedy has stolen from us, and to remember that we need to still love one another. We still need to learn to get along with one another. Figure out how to live with one another, America. We are still the greatest country in the world for as long as we shall want to keep it that way. And I pray that God will continue to keep his hand over us for as long as he can, or excuse me, for as long as he feels like it, for as long as we are worthy of it. God can do anything, but man needs to be reaching out and praying and asking in God to reach to our hearts, to change our hearts. Some of us really need to repent more for the sins that we've committed, for the way that the sinful life that we may be living. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I would ask that you pray, seek Him, and accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and to be cleansed by His blood. That is what I'm hoping for this Thanksgiving, is that we have more people that come to the kingdom than those who choose to leave it. Now, I'm not a pastor, and I know I don't sound like one, but we were all given a great commission, one way or the other. And to everyone listening, I hope you have God in your heart. I hope you have accepted Jesus. And if not, then I pray that God works on you and that you eventually do accept His Son into your heart and you are redeemed. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. But God just led me to say that, so praise be to Him. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about, yet again, the coronavirus. Yay, yippee, coronavirus, everyone's favorite subject. We have another one of these novel-like viruses that are out. And there's a new COVID-19 variant that is, I don't know, it's kind of strange how you would pronounce it. Omicron, I don't know. However they want to pronounce it, the scientists love to make up words. But I'm going to read from a CNN article, just because it's what popped up on my phone whenever I went to research this. And CNN is normally a field full of crap, so take this for what it is. The discovery of a new and potentially more transmissible coronavirus variant by South African health authorities has sparked a forceful reaction across the world, with a number of countries banning travelers from several southern African countries. Wow, what a racist thing to do. You know, if it was Trump as the president, that's what they'd be saying. Oh, look at this racist banning people from Africa. Isn't it strange how we keep having new variants of the flu vaccine, of the flu pandemic that keeps popping up? COVID, SARS, all this, it's still all a part of the same flu family. Now, I wish I had done this discussion last year, because last year I was very, very knowledgeable about COVID, but I have since done a memory dump of a lot of these things ever since I got out of the government. So give me a minute. It'll come back to me, I'm sure. But let's talk about the obvious. What is the obvious thing to take away from this? The obvious thing is that travel bans are coming again, and more than likely, this new variant, Omicron, is probably going to start popping up within cities or certain coasts of America or in whatever country you're in right now. And we're probably going to start seeing shutdowns again. And wasn't it something that I had mentioned previously? But it's strange how every time the Democrats seem to be in some sort of trouble, some sort of a national security incident happens, or some type of threat that's challenging America appears on our shores, and it takes the heat off the Democrats, or off the politicians in general. So, here we go. World Health Organization announced Friday it has designated the newly identified coronavariant, which is Bravo 11529, as a variant of concern named Omicron. Besides South Africa, the newly identified variant has been detected in Botswana, Hong Kong, and Belgium. So that means it's not contained to South Africa. It appears to be spreading rapidly in parts of South Africa, and scientists are concerned its unusually high number of mutations could make it more transmissible and result in immune evasion. So what do they mean by immune evasion? That it could be vaccine resistant. And we knew this was eventually going to occur, where we were going to have a COVID variant that was going to be highly transmissible. It was going to be more, I don't know, the efficacy of the variant would be more deadly and vaccine resistant. It's one of these really strange things that I was listening to CDC and I was just shaking my head saying, how do you scientists always seem to know that this next variant is going to come out? And wouldn't you know, here it is. I remember getting that briefing from CDC, probably about 4 months ago. Yeah, over the summer. And when we were listening to the head of CDC, she was telling us that there's eventually going to be this new virus, this new COVID strain that was going to be as highly transmissible as, SARS or whatever it is that they were considering to be extremely infectious, and that it could also be more deadly than the previous COVID Delta that we were dealing with, because we were looking for Epsilon. This is the one that we were being briefed on, was COVID Epsilon. I don't know if Epsilon ever appeared, but apparently it didn't, and Omicron is now what is appearing. So it seems like Epsilon and Omicron are pretty much the same thing at this point. What I guess you could say what the real voice of concern is with this new variant is, how long is the half-life of this virus? How long is the gestation rate of the virus? How long does it stay in your system? How many people can you pass, which would be the R-naught value? And then it would come down to, what are the side effects and the severe effects of the virus? So with these last strains of the COVID variant, people have had issues with their heart, their immune system. I know whenever I caught it, I was severely affected for about, about 72 hours. And then I was fine. But for about 4 to 5 weeks, I just felt like I had no energy at all. My smell was kind of off. My taste was kind of off. Everything obviously all, reverse and turn back to normal. But I'm also a healthy middle-aged male. I exercise every day. I'm a power lifter. So I'm constantly, exercising. I eat relatively good. So I think also, a lot of that has to do with your body's immune response. Comes also down to like how healthy of an individual you are. I know there are some people out there who it affects negatively, even if they are in pretty good shape. But for me, I think me being relatively healthy and, I guess you could say middle-aged, because I'm 34, so that, that kept me pretty good, I would say. But I don't know. I've seen how this has grossly affected people of all ages. And if you are in bad health, this virus seems to be much worse for you. Now, you would say that would be normal for most viruses, but the COVID virus seemed to affect the African American community, and it also seemed to affect women and people who were obese, overweight, very negatively. So I think if you have a poor immune system because you are overweight or you already have a big burden on your heart because of being overweight, maybe that's not a good sign, because we know with COVID that it's one of those things that it does affect the heart. It does affect the strain that the body takes. So I know it affected my wife pretty negatively. And, you know, I mean, this is even one of those things. If you've experienced this, please let me know. But, you know, my wife even missed or has had probably a quarter or more of her hair fall out because of COVID. And I know that it has actually affected a lot of women that way. I have long hair, so it hadn't affected me. So it's strange how this virus seems to affect women and some of the minority communities. So if this was a designer type virus, you just would have to ask yourself if that conspiracy is real. And I'm one of those guys that I don't take conspiracy theories out the book. I've worked for the government for 14 years. Yeah, I believe a lot of weird things because I've seen and read a lot of weird things. So I wouldn't put it past China to make some sort of virus that would attack certain communities or that would attack women. You know, I wouldn't put it past them at all. And this virus now, Omicron, it seems to be a worse variant. So it says a high to very high risk will spread. So let's just all be prepared with the next shutdown and lockdown of this country. I'm sure it's going to end up happening. And I'm sure there's going to be another variant that'll probably break out after that variant gets to America or it gets to Europe or it gets to wherever the heck it's going. It'll then mutate and spike and we'll have a new name for that one. And right now we're going to go to a word from our sponsors, but I just want you to all know that you need to prepare because just like how COVID seems to not stop, tyrannical governments seem to not stop either. And one thing that COVID has shown probably plenty of us is that the government currently is using COVID to suppress your rights and to overtake the population and subvert the population and its laws without having to start a civil war over it or another world war over it. Thus, the New World Order and all the henchmen and like-minded individuals involved in that has effectively taken over the larger Western countries, the more powerful countries, the more wealthier countries, and has effectively destroyed their economies and made you comply with it. Because with the Emergency Powers Act, they pretty much gave themselves the power to change your laws. What can you do about that? You know what I mean? What can you really do against a government who decides on a whim what laws they will break and what laws they will actually enforce and then just make up new arbitrary laws or things that don't make sense? And they say, well, science says this makes sense. Wear one mask, wash your hands. Wear two masks, wash your hands, and then put on hand sanitizer, because that makes sense. And then wear three masks and put on hand sanitizer and then wash your hands and then put on hand sanitizer again. This doesn't make sense. All right. Stupid people believe in stuff like that. But those of us who've been around the world once or twice, we see what's going on and we see the lie we're being fed. And after our sponsor break, we're going to talk about that. So please stand by.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to American Vindicta. This is your host, Doug Thornton. So we're talking about the latest COVID strain called Omicron. And I have been doing some research on what WHO is talking about now, which is the World Health Organization. I don't know why people call it WHO. We in the government never called it WHO. We just called it WHO. Anyways, so what they are talking about right now is that the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control said there is a high to very high risk the new variant will spread in Europe. WHO's Technical Advisory Group on SARS-CoV-2 Virus Evolution, TAG-VE, this name just keeps getting longer. An independent group of experts met Friday to discuss the variant. The advisors recommend that WHO designate the variant as of quote-unquote concern, referencing the variant's large number of mutations, the possibility of increased risk of reinfection, and other evidence. I would like to know what other evidence is. Thank you, WHO. A number of studies are underway, and WHO will update member states and the public as needed, the WHO statement has said. WHO called on countries to enhance their surveillance and sequencing efforts to better understand the corona variant. So, what does that mean for us then? It's already spreading. And if this new variant is, as they're already stating, vaccine resistant, then what about this vaccine? If there is a new COVID variant that is of concern because it has a greater number of mutations to it than the Delta strain, then what is the efficacy of your vaccine that you've been taking? And will this government still hold people to the fire for getting a vaccine that they can't prove will prevent you from getting COVID? Even to the point that, I think it was back in September, they said, CDC said, if you take the vaccine and get the virus, it's actually better for you because your antibodies will be stronger. I don't know. I love how we just keep making up science as we go. And we just throw existing science out the window. So here we go again. More mutations, more travel bans, more restrictions, more people scrambling to buy toilet paper from Walmart, getting in fist fights over Kleenexes. When does it stop? It feels like it doesn't stop, does it? It feels like every time we hit a period of normality, bam, stupidity happens, and now we get to all suffer for it. There's always going to be some sort of a novel virus. There's always going to be a risk to the flu, to pneumonia, to bronchitis. There's always going to be a risk to whatever is out there. I remember when I was in the military, it was H1N1. And then it was the bird flu. I don't know anyone who caught H1N1 or the bird flu. I'm sure people did. I'm sure plenty of people did. But, when I was in the Marine Corps, I didn't know anyone that did it. But we were still forced to take the vaccines for it. But that's the difference. I was in the military. I didn't really have a say. But now they're telling you, you have to take it or you're going to lose your job. In certain countries now, they're telling you, you have to take it or you're going to lose your job, and then you're going to be put into a concentration camp. I thought we defeated the Nazis in the 40s. I guess we see a resurgence of Nazi-based tactics just because of a cold virus. I'm not downplaying how dangerous COVID is, but I'm damn sure also not downplaying how much more dangerous our governments have become because of this. Think of this. 10 years ago, when it was, 30 to 50,000 people a year in America died from the flu, no one besides a commercial here and there told you to go get a flu shot. There wasn't a grandstanding politician. There wasn't a overpaid athlete. There wasn't a an arrogant rock star. There wasn't a unknown actor that were all getting on these Vine-like commercials and joining at the hip saying, take your vaccine, save grandma, wear your mask, be a good little American, follow the law. It's not a law. It was never a law. Now, in certain federal facilities where the agencies all met together and the designated official decided to mandate for the building rules and regulations that you had to wear a mask. Okay. Well, I can't really get around that one. But for everywhere else, it was not a law. We have organizations and businesses that are making you take a shot or lose your job, but yet Biden cannot make it a law. So because he can't make it a law, I guess he convinced all these big multi-million, billion-dollar companies to make you have to take the shot or you can't work. I met with a guy who's an engineer for Lockheed Martin. Strangely enough, I met him at the gym. And he was one of the guys who helped create the F-35 program. And I was talking to him, and you know, he seemed pretty upset. And we were both veterans, so we're just talking about the military and how the military's changed since we've been in. Of course, I'm a few years older than him, so I was like, things were harder than I was in than when you were in, and blah blah blah. That's what seniors in the military do to each other. So we're talking about all this, and I said, hey man, where you work at? He said, well, I used to work at Lockheed Martin. Wow, you used to work there, huh? Yeah, I was an engineer on the F-35 program. Wow, that's awesome. Why are you not there anymore? Because I refuse to take a shot. So, Lockheed Martin, answer me this. Riddle me this, Batman. You're willing to fire a veteran, a person who's a disabled veteran, wounded in the military, who's also an engineer on America's top fighting jet. And you release that person because they wouldn't take a shot that CDC still hasn't actually came out and said works, that the FDA still hasn't approved, that the government can't make you mandate to take it? Good job. God help us. the day something bad actually happens in this country. I hope every one of you people are ready. Because if you think this virus thing is bad, wait till communism is rolling down the street in a tank, telling you to move. You people who have just completely ran this country into the ground, you do not know the storm you have stirred up in this country. But then again, I think some of them really do. I think some of them know the storm they've stirred up, and they want to see more of it because they need the violence. If all these Fortune 500 companies are more than willing to make you take the shot or be fired, well, what about the other military industrial complexes or the prison industrial complex? Who's the first one to build the concentration camp in America? Huh? Which one are you going to volunteer to do it? Is it going to be in New York? Or is it going to be in Maryland? Is it going to be in D.C.? Or is it going to be in California or Oregon or Washington State? Probably Colorado. God help us. God help us. Because at this rate, that's what's coming to America. We're going to have concentration camps so that you can protect the public. And it'll be for the good of the public. It'll be for your own good and our good. And what's next? Then anyone who owns a gun is a risk to the public? So we disarm you and throw you in the same concentration camp for the good of the public? I love how still to this day, our government is more worried about people who refuse to take a vaccine or who refuse to bow the knee to this administration than they are stopping illegals coming across our border, which potentially could be a huge terrorist attack, or from stopping crime that is just spreading across our country like a wildfire. But nope, all you pesky anti-vaxxers, you're the problem. You're the problem. I remember listening to the lady governor of Alabama saying, you know, we just can't make them take the shot. You know, unlike all of us normal people. Normal. I am glad to be called not normal. It reminds me of Young Frankenstein, Abby Normal. If any of you have seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. This is what it comes down to, America. Are your freedoms more important? Is your God-given right more important? Is your liberty more important than a vaccine? To this government, they say no. To this government, to Arnold Schwarzenegger, to hell with your liberties, to hell with your Constitution, to hell with your Bill of Rights. Take the vaccine and fall in line. Receive your federal payment, your monthly allowance. Receive your daily amount of vitamin packs and nutrient gruel. Oh, and here's half a canister of twice purified water from a pond. We've all seen how this movie ends. And if we keep going the way we are, we know the way it's going to end. We're going to end up in a dystopian future with no real hope to change it except for by physical violence. And I think, and I've said this before, but I think that is what they want. I think they want to push Americans to the point that we will become physically violent and we will rebel again against a tyrannical government. What do you think our shot is if we did it? What do you think the shot? What do you think the shot is on? Would Americans be able to overthrow a tyrannical government? How many people would actually join that fight? It was only supposedly 3% back in 1776. Would we get 3% again? I don't know. I think we got enough people in this country now who are voting with their minds made up, with evidence in front of them, who see the truth and who are not taking it anymore, and who are changing America from within, not from D.C. It seems to me it doesn't matter what stooge we put in D.C. You should be changing from the local level to the state level. We may not actually ever get the person we need to be. I don't know. I'm not going to say the savior of this country, but the person that will put all their effort into doing what we, the people, require of them from the federal government. Trump didn't. I was a Trump fan. I really liked him. I think he should have done a lot of things differently. And I think his inability to look at other problems that we had caused a worse problem. But I wasn't there every day. You weren't there every day. We didn't see the ins and outs. So, you know, I can't armchair quarterback, but I will tell you this much. One thing that always grinds my gears is if I committed 18 felonies, I'm going to prison. If Hillary commits 18 felonies, she's going to Martha's Vineyard for a week. So, let that be a lesson to you. Joe Biden says he will restrict travel from South Africa, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia. I can't even pronounce this word. And Mozambique and three other countries from Africa. Sorry if I butchered the land from which you were born in, but I am not very good at speaking those languages. I do apologize. So, let's see. Let's see if the media comes after Joe Biden and calls him a racist and a white supremacist. What do you think? Who's taking bets? Because this is coming from CNN, and then I pulled up another one from Fox News. It looks pretty much the same. I don't know. Fairness and equity, that's what this government wants, and that's what this president talks about. So let's see if the media treats them as fair and equitable as they did Trump. If they did, then for the next 6 months, I should hear Joe Biden's is a white supremacist and a racist. Probably not. More than likely not. I will say this to all you who are cross-country truckers right now, and you have made a ton of sacrifices and you've gone through a lot of financial hardships. It is because of people like you moving our goods and produce across this country that keeps America from grinding to a halt. So thank you for your service to this country, even though people may not recognize that. Same thing to the people who work in nursing homes, to our firefighters, our first responders, my brothers and sisters in law enforcement. Big thank you to my brothers and sisters in the military. Big thank you for all the construction workers, for all the parents and teachers who actually care about the children. Thank you to everyone who is a loyal American who cares about the future of this country and the current stability that it's in. So we have a government that doesn't. And because of that, our economy is going to suffer. People are going to lose their jobs. If we have restrictions again, people are going to lose their minds. If we have another shutdown again, people are going to get out on the street and burn cities down because they're tired of it. I don't condone it, and I don't like it, but I'm not surprised when people are angered and they violently lash out against their politicians who keep shutting down the economy. How many more different restaurants are you going to close down? How many more mom and pop stores are you going to shut down to the point that they can't even come back? So their only your only choice, instead of a real Italian restaurant, is Olive Garden. Or, you know, if you want to go to that mom and pop general store. In Texas, we have general stores, and I love general stores. They have all kinds of neat stuff inside there. And all those stores, yeah, the price may be up a dollar or more, maybe a dollar and a half more than Walmart or Home Depot, but at least you're buying from people. You're buying from people who own that business, even if it's a small chain. But if you keep giving to these big box stores, they're going to keep growing in power. And they're going to shut down anyone and everyone who challenges the status quo. I mean, just think about it like this. How is it that during 2020, with all the lockdowns, every mom and pop shop was shut down? I remember on patrol, and I'm prior law enforcement, so I've seen a lot of this. I remember being on patrol and going around through the Fort Worth and Dallas area and just seeing all these different places that are just, you know, they're locked down because of COVID, or you can't come in because of COVID, or they have fired half the people there because of COVID, and because of that, they're only open 2 hours out of the day, or they're just going to be delivering food. And, you know, as cops, we drive around all day looking for places to eat, and occasionally we stop crime. You know, that's the joke, right? And you second responders just slide down a pole all day and shine your fire truck. So don't even get me at that jab. But, it, you know, part of that is true. We do drive around and look for new restaurants. We drive around and, you know, go smile and wave and shake some hands and kiss some babies every now and then, but it was shocking to see how many different places just completely closed down. You're like, damn, we used to go to this one Italian restaurant. It was a good little hole-in-the-wall restaurant. Those are the best ones, right? Nope. But you drive down the road, 3 minutes, Olive Garden's open. Like, isn't that strange? Olive Garden's open, but the mom-and-pop shop isn't open. Because they can't afford to be open. But Olive Garden can. Just like Home Depot and Lowe's and Walmart can afford to be open. But all the smaller general stores, they can't. And it seemed like more restrictions was applied upon them. But how many of you went into Walmart and saw people actually comply with the ridiculous restrictions Walmart or Target or Kmart or wherever your Best Buy were trying to make you, you know, wear a mask, wash your hands, use this hand sanitizer, here's some gloves to wear, make sure you wipe down your card after you're done. And not everybody did that. I mean, to the extent that half the people did that. And after probably a month, three quarters of people didn't do that because it's ridiculous. Were we supposed to change our entire life? An entire way of life in America? No, that's stupid. But that's what happened. How many people still have a mask in your car? How many people still have a closet or a pantry filled full of hand sanitizer? That every time you open up the door, you just look and go, wow. I really think I bought too much of that. You know, we all freaked out. We all overreacted to some extent. But the Operation Knee-Jerk Reaction that the government does, took things to another extreme. And I am concerned that this government will take it to the next extreme. They'll shut down everything again. They'll shut down to the point that, you know, you'll lose your job. You can't go to the grocery store again. You'll be waiting in lines for hours. Crime's going to go through the roof again. Protests and riots will happen again. It'll look like 2020 all over again, except it'll be close to 2022 because that's when the elections will start again. Just consider that one. Stand by for a word from our sponsor.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
And welcome back. This is American Vindicta. I really hope I'm wrong. I really hope we don't see concentration camps in this country. I really hope we don't see Americans arresting Americans for not wearing a mask, for not showing a vaccine passport. I really hope we're not going to get to the point that we look more like Nazi Germany and less like freedom-loving America. I was talking to a friend of mine who is from Alberta, Canada, and he told me that Canada is fixing to pass a new law that in order to get into the country, you're going to have to take both shots and have a QR code that shows your vaccine passport. Even if it's morally, ethically, or medically inappropriate, you still have to do it if you want to go back home. Isn't that ridiculous? That's where we come. That's where we've come to, huh? But if you look at the past history within the last year, in Canada, law enforcement was going home to home to some extent and arresting people for not having the vaccine or arresting people for being exposed to the COVID variant and being sick themselves. And then being forced without their own consent, against their will, into a medical facility, quote unquote, for the safety of everyone else. And New Zealand did it. Europe did it. Australia did it. Let me ask something. Did Russia? Did Mexico? Did South America? Did South Africa? Or Zimbabwe? Or Botswana? Or a lot of these other countries that I just completely butcher if I try to even pronounce it? No, they didn't. No, they did not. Iraq didn't. Afghanistan didn't. Saudi Arabia didn't. Not to the extent of the Western societies did. And that makes me think. It makes me think that there was some sort of an agenda going on. What do you think? What do you think 2020 was all about, really? Were we really trying to protect each other from a novel virus that was unlike anything we had ever seen because it was created in a lab, supposedly? I say supposedly because that's what the media says and that's what the government says. But the previous government told you it was from a lab, so... When they keep hiding the answers and they won't tell me the truth, why in the hell would I want to take your vaccine then? If you won't tell me exactly where it came from, if you won't tell me gain of function is not what caused this chimeric virus, and if you won't tell me the truth, Dr. Fauci, that you have invested millions and millions and millions of dollars to China for gain of function for the last, what, 10, 15, 20 years? And no, I'm not wearing the mask. No, I'm not going to comply. Because you don't comply. You just expect me to capitulate. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what this was all about. This was never about compliance. This was never about finding a cure for a deadly pandemic. This was all about compliance. This was all about capitulation. This whole beta experiment, because it wasn't a test, it was an experiment, was to see how far can we push the public into a corner. How far can we back them into a position that they can't get out of. And let's see when they will fight back. America, we failed that test. We did. We failed that test. Listen, in America, the reason why we have liberties like we do, the reason why we have freedoms like we do, is because we accept the risk that come along with that way to freedom. Sure, we can have active shooters. We can have mass shooting sprees. We can have gang violence that uses firearms. But every single person in this country who can lawfully and legally own it can own a firearm and carry it. Just don't tell, you know, California or New Jersey or New York or Maryland or D.C. Apparently they forgot, you know, the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. We gave the government exactly what they wanted, and that was a weak people. We showed them that they could bully us with masks and restrictions. They could scare us with daily updates of how many people were dying, though they could never really prove it. We know that there was a manipulation of the system for how many people did die and then were marked as COVID victims. we saw the scandal of how much the hospitals were pressing to put people into hospitalization because they got up to $40,000 from the government for every person. And for the hospitals that are, you know, they're all in debt, every single one of them. They're not going anywhere, but they're in debt. This was an ability to get more grants, to get more money, and they jumped on it. I don't know how else to say it. I know plenty of nurses who said it. What's going on right now doesn't really make sense. Why would you fire nurses for not taking a vaccine when they can still show up and work, when you have people who also got the vaccine and still got sick? Does that make sense to you? It takes years to get a nurse specifically trained so that they're medically proficient. And then you're just going to fire, what, any of them? Half of them? Three quarters of them? Anyone who refuses your vaccines? Would you do the same thing for the heart doctor or for the brain doctor? I mean, I don't understand. Do we not need people of specific needs? Do we not need people with specific gifts in this country more than we need them to take a shot for a virus that even if you get the shot, you're going to end up getting it anyways? Why do this to ourselves, America? What was the point of all this? And are we about to do it again? I hope not. But there is nothing new under the sun. And history does repeat itself. Be prepared for anything and everything. That's the best I can give you. I'm not saying live like an idiot. I'm not saying spend all your money. Just be prepared. The ways you can always be prepared is to have food, have water stored, have batteries for your flashlights, have communication devices, have the ability to defend yourself, have the ability to work within a community if possible, and have knowledge in between your ears of how to take care of yourself and your family should prophecy hit the fan again. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Doug Thornton. You have been listening to American Vindicta. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I will see you on the other side. This is American Vindicta. Out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. transmission.